欢迎诸位朋友来参加我们第二天晚上的聚会。
And we welcome all of our friends and family to our second night of evangelical service.
我们再回来看昨天晚上我们读的一段圣经。
And so let us turn back to a Bible verse that we read last night.
约翰福音。
John.
十四章。
John chapter 14.
约翰福音十四章。
John chapter 14.
第六节。
Verse 6.John chapter 14, verse 6. Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
这个地方主耶稣自我介绍。
And so here, Jesus gives a self-introduction.
他说，我就是道路。
He says, I am the way.
主耶稣要引导我们从这个地方一直回到父那里去。
And so Jesus wants to guide us from where we are here to where the Heavenly Father is.
父就是天上的神。
And the Father is the God in heaven.
他住在众人所不能靠近的光里面。
And so he lives in the glory in which a man cannot draw close to.
而圣经告诉我们，我们人活着一辈子，最后在追求什么？
And so the Bible tells us that in, throughout our whole lives, what is our ultimate pursuit?
就是回到父那里去。
It is to return back to the Father.
那这一条路就是主耶稣本身。
And so this way is Jesus Christ himself.
所以圣经说，除他以外，别无拯救。
And so the Bible says, other than him, there is no way for salvation.
天下人间没有第二条路。第二个名我们可以靠着得救。
And so under heaven, there is no other way. There is no other name in which we can be saved.
所以有很多宗教的教主，但是救主只有一位。
And so there are many people who found religion, but there is only one savior.
因此有时候我们听人讲宗教多少的劝人为善。
And so we will often hear that religion just encourages us to do good deeds.
但是如果我们要真的拜到神。
But if we truly worship God,
如果我们真的要回到父那里去。
If we truly desire to return back to the Father,
只有一条路。
There is only one way,
就是耶稣。
And that is through Lord Jesus Christ.
那我们再回来看十四章的第六节。
And so if we return back to John chapter 14, verse 6,
他说，我就是真理。
Jesus says, I am the truth.
主耶稣自我介绍非常不同。
And so the way Jesus introduces himself is very unique.
他不是说我告诉你真理。
He does not say, I tell you the truth.
他说我就是真理。
He says, I am the truth.
这个话没有人想过，也没有人讲过。
This phrase is something that no one has ever thought of or has spoken.
只有主耶稣讲过。
Only Jesus has spoken these words.
但是这句话也没有被擦掉。
Yet these words have not been erased.
因为这一句话本身就是真理。
Because this phrase in itself is the truth.
那为什么主耶稣会这样讲？
And so why is it that Lord Jesus Christ would say this?
如果我们来看约翰福音第八章。
If we turn to John chapter 8.
约翰福音第八章。
John chapter 8.
五十八节。
Verse 58.
约翰八章五十八节。
John chapter 8, verse 58. Jesus said to them, Most assuredly I say to you, before Abraham was, I am.
2000年前主耶稣生在世界。
2000 years ago, Lord Jesus Christ was born in this world.
还有一个人叫亚伯拉罕，他是4000年前的一个人。
And so there was a man named Abraham who existed 4000 years ago.
所以亚伯拉罕跟耶稣大概差2000年。
And so Abraham predates Jesus Christ by 2,000 years.
但是主耶稣说还没有亚伯拉罕就有我了。
But Jesus says before Abraham was, I am.
如果我们看英文这个亚伯拉罕用过去式，因为亚伯拉罕已经死了。
And so in the English Bible, it uses the past tense before Abraham was. He has already died.
我就是用现在式。
And then he says, I am, which is the present tense.
也就是说，在主耶稣出生的两千年前，他已经存在了。
Which is to say that before Jesus was born, 2,000 years before he was born, Jesus already existed.
所以耶稣跟我们一样。
And so if So Jesus is like us.
带有肉体。
He has flesh.
哦，他不是历史虚构的一个人。
He is not.
历史上啊，这个他是历史上的一个人，不是人发明出来的。
And so he did exist in history. He is not someone who was fictitious.
所以他有家谱。
And so he has a genealogy.
哦，但是耶稣又跟我们不一样。
However, Jesus was not like us.
啊，因为我们是父母结婚所生的。
Because we are all born through the union of our father and mother.
哦，但是在约翰福音里面。
But in the book of John.
好，我们来看约翰福音第一章。
In John chapter 1.
好，约翰福音第一章。
John chapter 1.
好。第一节，请读。
John chapter 1 verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
这里说在太初有道。
And so here it says, in the beginning was the Word.
啊，然后道就是神。
And that the Word was God, was with God.
啊，然后如果看十四节。
And then if we look at verse 14.
道成肉身，住在我们中间。
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us.
道就是神。
That the Word is God.
啊，肉身就是人，带有肉身。
And so man carries flesh.
啊，所以耶稣就是神成为人，啊，来到世界。
And so Jesus is God who became man in this world.
哦，然后他住在我们人的中间。
And so he dwelt among us.
哦，所以人类历史里面。
And so throughout the history of man.
只有一个人，他又是神，他又是人。
There's only one person who was God, who was also man.
哦，那就是主耶稣本身。
And that is Lord Jesus Christ himself.
哦，那主耶稣为什么要从天上降世为人？
And so why did Lord Jesus Christ come down from heaven to become a man?
啊，如果我们十四节再读下去。
And if we continue reading in verse 14.
充充满满有恩典有真理。
He came with the glory full of grace and truth.
啊，所以主耶稣要把恩典啊从天上带到人间。
And so God was to bring Jesus bring grace to man.
那主耶稣也要把真理带到人间。
And so Jesus also to bring truth to man.
那他讲要让我们回到父那里去，就是一个最大的恩典。
And so he is teaching us that the greatest grace is to return back to the Father.
哦，那要怎么得到这么大的恩典？
And so how can we receive such a great grace?
哦，他把真理带到这个世界。
He brought the truth to the world.
哦，那这个真理到底是什么？
And so what is this truth?
哦，我曾经到 Google 去找一下，没有定论。
And so one time I Googled the truth and it was not defined.
哦，请问诸位，你有没有想过真理是什么？
Have you ever thought of what is the truth?
哦，但是圣经告诉我们。
However, the Bible tells us.
第一个，真理就是主耶稣本身。
First, the truth is Lord Jesus Christ himself.
第二个，真理就是神讲的话。
And second, the truth are the words spoken by Lord Jesus Christ.
那真理一定要符合两个条件。
And so to be the truth, it must fulfill two requirements.
我们看诗篇。
If we look at Psalms.
119篇。
Psalm 119.
89节。
Verse 89.
诗篇119篇89节。
Psalm 119, verse
89.
Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven.
哦，这个地方讲，你的话安定在天。
That here it says, your word is settled in heaven.
什么是天？
What is heaven?
你看，非洲人指的天，美国人指的天，中国人指的天，方向都不一样。
And so when people in Africa point to the sky, when people in America point to the sky, they all point in different directions.
天就是无穷尽的空间。
Heaven is an infinite amount of space.
哦，那直到永远。
And then it is forever.
就是无穷尽的时间。
It is an infinite amount of time.
也就是说在世界每一个角落都适用。
And which is to say that it exists on every corner of the world.
啊，在人类历史每一个时刻都适用。
That it is, it can be used at any moment of any time.
如果我们找得到这样的啊一个原则，那个叫做真理。
And so if we can find such a standard, then that is the truth.
那我们现在想想看。
If we think about it.
有什么东西不会改变？
What is it that cannot What is it that cannot change?
圣经说天地万物都渐渐变旧了。
And so the Bible says that everything in heaven on earth grows old.
所以它一直在改变。
And so it is constantly changing.
因此它不会改变，它不是真理。
Then that means they are not the truth.
文化不是真理。
Culture is not the truth.
因为文化一直在改变。
Because culture is constantly changing.
甚至法律也不是真理。
And even the law is not the truth.
因为每一个国家法律都不一样。
Because every law of every country is different.
而且法律跟着时间一直在变。
And also the law evolves with the passage of time.
甚至哲学思潮也不是真理。
And so even philosophy also constantly changes.
因为你看在小时候在学校里面读书那流行的哲学思潮跟你到中年以后完全不一样。
Because when you're in college, the philosophies that are popular, then they change when you reach a middle age.
所以世界上差不多找不到一个不会变的。
And so in this world, you can rarely find anything that does not change.
忽然间我发现，我家有一本圣经。
And then one day you find that there's a Bible in your home.
新约圣经已经写了2000年。
That the New Testament has been written for 2,000 years.
旧约圣经写了3600年前。
And then the Old Testament Bible was written 3,600 years ago.
那这个圣经没有改过一个字。
And so this entire Bible, there was not a single word that was changed.
它的译本是有在改变。
And so the versions,
对，翻译的版本。
The different translation versions change.
因为很多人要用更精确的语言来表达它原来的意思。
Because people are trying to use the more accurate translation to understand the original meaning.
所以我们把找到圣经的发现，哇，这一本书全世界通用。
And so we see that this book is used throughout the whole world.
非洲人也用。
People in Africa use it.
美国也用。
We use this book in the United States.
一千年前人用，现在还是在用。
People have used the Bible 1,000 years ago, and we still continue to use it today.
圣经就是神的话。
And the Bible is the word of God.
圣经就是真理。
And the Bible is the truth.
这个非常的可贵。
And this is a very valuable lesson.
我们来看一节圣经节。
And so let's look at the Bible.
先看耶利米书。
We look at the book of Jeremiah.
耶利米书。
Book of Jeremiah.
第八章。
Jeremiah chapter 8.
耶利米书第八章
Jeremiah chapter
8第七节
verse 7 Jeremiah chapter 8 verse 7 Even the stork in the heavens knows her appointed times, and the turtle dove, the swift and the swallow observe the time of their coming, but my people do not know the judgment of the Lord.
这个地方讲燕子飞鸟知道神的时候。
And so here it says that the stork of heaven knows the appointed times.
所以到秋天它就往南飞。
And then so in the fall they head south.
春天它就往北飞。
And then in the spring they fly north.
因为它知道大自然的法则。
Because they know the laws of nature.
如果它不照着大自然法则来生活。
If they do not dwell do not follow the laws of nature.
到冬天它就死定了。
Then they would die in the winter.
那接下去说，我的百姓不知道我的法则。这个中文翻作法则，神的规律、规则。
And so, then it says, my people do not know the judgment of the Lord. In Chinese, it says they do not know the law of the Lord.
这个神的法则就是神的话。
And so the law of the Lord is God's word.
所以我们活在两个定理里面，一个是大自然的法则。
And so we live under two standards. One is the law of nature.
那另外一个就活在神的法则里面。
And then second is that we live under the law of the Lord.
那如果我们再来看第九节。
And then if we look at verse 9. verse 9, the wise men are ashamed. They are dismayed and taken. Behold, they have rejected the word of the Lord. So what wisdom do they have?
这个第九节下半句很重要。
And so the second half of this verse is very important.
这里说弃掉神的话，心里还有什么智慧？
They have rejected the word of the Lord, so what wisdom do they have?
圣经说，认识神是智慧的开始。
And so the Bible says the knowledge of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
因此神讲的话就是智慧的来源。
And so the words of God are the origins of wisdom.
那有谁能够发明一套理论比圣经更好？
And so can anyone create any logic or theory that is greater than the Bible?
它不可能。
It is impossible.
所以把圣经的话去掉，就没有一个人能够称作有智慧。
And so if you remove the words of the Bible, no one can be considered wise.
如果我们开一部车子，
if we were to drive a car,
过了一段时间，你就要去做这个前轮定位 alignment。
And so after a period of time, you need to align your tires.
那 alignment 的时候，他就会看你这个车子是什么型号，是几年的，那他就去找那个原厂出厂的那个规格，照着那个规格来调整你的前轮。
And so when they do your alignment, they will look at your model and then also the year it was manufactured, and they will go back to the original manufacturer to see what the requirements are for tires.
所以经过 alignment 之后，这个轮子的位置跟原来出厂是一模一样，就开起来很顺。
And so after the alignment, the tires are back in the originally designed places, and so you will drive smoother.
那我们活在这个世界。
And so when we dwell in this world,
我们是神造的。
We are created by God.
所以神对人活在世界有一个法则。
And so there is a law that God has for the world.
有一个手册。
And so there is
manual.
A manual.
这个法则，这个手册就是圣经。
And so this manual is our Bible.
那我们活在这个世界啊，就是跟着文化在走。
And so when we live in this world, we follow the culture.
跟着自己的喜好在走。
And we go according to how we please.
这个我们的生活，我们的价值观跟原来神在造我们的时候差很多。
And so when we live and when our value system is a very far away from what God had designed.
所以为什么现在的人问题很多？
And so why is it that man now has so many problems?
不但有个人问题。
Not only is there individual problems.
有肉体问题。
There is the physical problems.
有心灵问题。
There's emotional problems.
有灵性的问题。
There is spiritual problems.
有婚姻问题。
There's marital problems.
有家庭问题。
There's family problems.
真的问题很多。
And so there are many problems.
那问题的根源是什么？
And so what is the source of problems?
因为我们已经离开了神原来创造人的那一套道理。
Because man has departed far from the teaching, the original teaching of God.
所以我们为什么需要学习真理？
And so why is it that we need to learn the truth?
就是用神的话来调整我们的观念。
It is so that we use the word of God to adjust our perspectives.
那用神的话来调整我们的生活。
It is to use the word of God to adjust our lives.
跟神当初创造我们的时候是一模一样。
So that we can return back to the way when God had created us.
那我们跟神的关系就很好了。
And so we have a good relationship with God.
我们跟周围人关系也很好。
And we'll have good relationships with those around us.
我们就能够蒙福啊。
And then we would be blessed.
所以为什么要真理？真理是太重要了。
And so why is the truth so important?
如果把这个原厂的规格丢掉，你这个车子怎么去 alignment?
If you take away the original requirements, how can you align your car?
如果把神的话丢掉，你怎么来调整生活？
If you were to throw away the words of God, how can you adjust your align your life?
所以圣经告诉我们，真理跟得福气是有关系的。
And so the Bible tells us that the truth is connected to us receiving blessings.
因为如果我们回到约翰福音第一章，
if we return back to John chapter 1,
约翰福音第一章，
John chapter 1,
刚刚读的十四节，
John chapter 1 verse 14, verse 14.And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
这里讲充充满满，有恩典，有真理。
And here it says, full of grace and truth.
所以恩典跟真理连在一起。
And so we see grace and truth are connected.
如果我们追求真理，
if we pursue after the truth,
有时候恩典自然就会临到。
Then naturally grace will come upon us.
所以在使徒行传里面说，这个叫做恩惠的道。
And so in the book of Acts, it is described as the word of grace.
哦，这个非常奇妙。
And so this is very miraculous.
哦，我很喜欢从神得到恩典，怎么办？
If you want to, if you desire grace from God, what do you do?
哦，你就来听圣经的道。
Then you should listen to the words of the Bible.
来听福音。
And listen to the gospel.
然后用圣经的道来行，来过我的生活。
And then live according to the words of the Bible.
哎，忽然间你发现了，平安来到，喜乐也来到。
And then you shall find that peace comes upon you, joy comes upon you.
啊，神的同在也来到。
Then the abundance of God also comes upon you.
很多的恩典都来到。
And many grace comes upon you.
哦，所以真理不是很抽象的。
And so the truth is not very abstract.
真理就是神的话。
The truth is the word of God.
就是我们生活的原则。
This is the standard in which we should live by.
就是我们蒙福的管道。
And this is the channel of blessing for us.
哦，所以啊，真理是无价的。
And so the this truth is no is very precious.
好，那耶稣是道路，他是真理。
And so Jesus is the way and the truth.
啊，我们现在来看啊，约翰福音第八章。
We look back at John chapter 8.
啊，约翰福音的第八章。
John chapter 8.
啊，第八章的三十二节。
John chapter 8 verse 32. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
这里主耶稣说，你必晓得真理，真理必叫你得自由。
And here Jesus says, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
啊。那这些听的人啊，他反应也很快。
And so the people who hear these words respond very quickly.
你怎么讲得自由？我没有做过奴仆啊。
They ask, how can you say you will make us free? We have never been slaves.
哦，就是做过奴仆的，你才要跟他讲你可以得自由啊。
Only those who are slaves, can we say that you shall be set free?
啊，那主耶稣接着就解释更清楚。
And then Jesus continues to explain.
34节
Verse 34, Jesus answered them, Most assuredly I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave of sin.
这里讲所有犯罪的就是罪的奴仆。
And here it says that whoever commits sin is a slave of sin.
罪是一种权势。
And so sin is a source of power.
它会控制人。
It can control people.
罪借着怒气在控制人。
It is sin controls us through anger.
罪借着仇恨在控制人。
That sin controls man through hatred.
比方说，很多人的家庭关系不好。
For example, some people have family problems.
你如果仔细听啊，到最后你发现哦，都有一个共同的特色。
And so, if you listen to people with family issues, they all have a common denominator.
没有办法赦免自己的家人。
They cannot forgive their own family members.
那大家都知道，恨是不好的。
Everyone knows it is not good to hate.
但是要做到赦免，这是不是这么简单的？
However, it is not very easy to forgive others.
因为这个恨是一种罪，罪是一种权势，把我们的心抓住了。
And because hatred is a form of sin, and sin is a form of power, and this power confines us.
使你不能够做你想要做的。
And it prevents us from doing what we want to do.
是我们一直做我们不想做的。
However, we continue to do the things that we do not want to do.
赌博。
Gambling.
喝酒。
Drinking alcohol.
这个都是罪的权势。
All of this is under the bondage of sin.
那既然做罪的奴仆。
And since you are a slave of sin.
我们就失去了自由。
We have lost our freedom.
那我们再看35节。
And then if we look at verse 35, And a slave does not abide in the house forever, but a son abides forever.
奴仆不能永远住在家里。
And a slave does not abide in the house forever.
凡是活在罪里面的，不能够永远活在天父的家。
And so those who are slaves of sin, they do not abide in the house of the Father.
那下面说，儿子则是永远的住在家里。
But it continues, a son abides forever.
所以我们要从奴仆要进到变成儿子。
So we need to move from being a slave and become a son.
那这个中间有一个要解决，就是罪。
And in between, there is an issue that needs to be resolved, which is sin.
那怎么解决？
And how do we solve this?
我们看36节。
If we look at verse 36, Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed.
所以天父的儿子叫你们自由，你们就真自由了。
And so therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed.
天父的儿子就是主耶稣。
And so the Father's Son is Lord Jesus Christ.
主耶稣要来叫我们做自由。
And Lord Jesus Christ makes us free.
也就是要解决我们的罪。
And so he will resolve our issue of sin.
好，那我们就真的从罪得到自由。
And so we shall truly be set free from sin.
啊，我们就真的啊，能够住在父的家里面。
And then we shall truly dwell inside the house of the Father.
好，那主耶稣怎么做这一条路？他的这个真理是什么？让我们罪得到赦免的真理是什么？
And so what is the truth of that sets us free from sin?
好，我们回来看约翰福音第三章。
We look at John chapter 3.
约翰福音第三章
John chapter 3
第五节
verse 5
第三章第五节
John chapter 3 verse 5 Jesus answered, Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
这里讲主耶稣讲人若不是从水跟圣灵生就不能进神的国。
And here Jesus says, unless one is born of water and spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
啊，什么叫做从水生？
What does it mean to be born of water?
就是接受洗礼。
It is to receive the water baptism.
哦，所以主耶稣是一条路。
And so Jesus is the way.
啊，因为在洗礼的时候，主耶稣的宝血把我们的罪洗干净。
And then it is because of baptism that the blood of Lord Jesus Christ, washed away our sins.
哦，那罪得赦免之后，他是圣灵给我们做凭据。
And so after the forgiveness of our sins, Jesus Christ sends the Holy Spirit as a promise.
哦，所以主耶稣讲的话就是一条路。
And so the word spoken by Jesus is a way.
因此我们照着他的话去讲，去做。
And if we do according to his words,
我们就可以从罪得自由。
Then we can be set free from sin.
哦，就能够做儿子。
Then we can become a son.
就能够回到父的家去。
And then we can return to our father's home.
所以有时候圣经给我们的答案真的是很简单。
And so sometimes the answers given to us by the Bible are very simple.
哦，对付罪，你不需要头发剃掉，穿灰衣服，一生不吃肉，啊，躲到山上去，苦就不需要这样。
So you do not, to remove your sins, you do not need to shave off your hair and then wear clothes of ashes and gray and move into the mountains.
哦，其实圣经说这个都没有用的。
And the Bible tells us all this does not matter.
因为罪是在里面，你怎么可以从外面来解决呢？
Because the issue of sin dwell is inside of us. How can you resolve it from outwardly manners?
哦，罪是一个力量，你怎么有办法自己解决呢？
If sin is a power, how can you solve it on your own?
那很简单，就是信耶稣，受洗，罪就得赦免。
And so the answer is simple. Believe in Lord Jesus Christ and then receive baptism and then your sins are washed away.
所以为什么只有他这一条路能够带我们回到天国？
And so why is it only this way can take us back to heaven?
为什么说他就是真理？
And why does he say that he is the truth?
因为照他讲的话，我们的罪就可以解决。
It is because of the words that he has spoken. By those words, our sins are washed away.
好，那我们现在看约翰福音十七章。
We look at John chapter 17.
好，约翰福音的十七章。
John chapter 17.
啊，十七节。
Verse 17.
好，约翰十七章十七节。
John chapter 17, verse 17. Sanctify them by your truth.Your word is truth.
这个地方讲，求你用真理使他们成圣。
And so here it says, sanctify them by your truth.
你的道就是真理。
And your word is truth.
神的道就是真理。
And so God's word is truth.
啊，神的道会使我们成圣。
And so God's word can sanctify us.
啊，那这个道理在讲什么？
And so what is this telling us?
啊，如果我们看十五节
We look at verse 15. Verse 15, I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil one.
十六节
16, they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world.
这里主耶稣说，我不求你叫他们离开世界，他们是谁？
And so here Jesus prays that I do not pray that you should take them out of the world. Who are them?
他们就是信耶稣的人。
Them is referring to the believers.
所以信耶稣的人不是都要躲到山上去。
And so the believers of Lord Jesus Christ do not need to go hide in the mountains.
所以不要离开世界，所以信耶稣人要活在这个世界。
And so it is not that believers of Jesus Christ should get out of the world, but should remain in the world.
因此你看很多的佛堂都是在山上盖的。
And so if you look at most of the Buddhist temples are built in the mountains.
但是所有的教会，绝大部分教会都是在有人的地方盖的。
However, most churches are built where there are many people.
因为主耶稣叫我们不要离开世界。
Because Lord Jesus Christ says that we should not depart from the world.
但是虽然我们不离开世界。
And so even though we do not depart from this world.
前面14节。
Verse 14.
他们不属世界。正如我不属世界一样。
Verse 14, that they are not of the world just as I am not of the world.
所以这就是 做人的困难。
And so this is the difficulty with man.
很多人带着孩子到美国来。
Many people bring their children to the United States.
为着来美国有觉得有更好的前途。
And so that there's a better future for them.
忽然间他才发现哦，来美国教养下一代啊，有时候比自己原来的国家更难。
Then they discover that to raise up a child in the United States is actually more difficult than raising them in their home country.
因为这个社会讲究自由。
Because this world emphasizes individualism.
然后自由到最后变成放纵。
And then individualism gives way to just giving in to your desires.
那整个文化会把下一代带坏。
And then, so this culture leads the next generation astray.
我记得有一个妈妈带两个孩子。
I remember a mother brought her two children.
那个妈妈到今天还没有信。
The mother to this day still has not does not believe.
那她两个孩子啊，因为她有时候要回她的原来的国家，有时候来跟孩子在一起。那我这个两个孩子要放在哪里？
And so because the mother often travels and returns back to her home country, she does not know what to do with her two children.
最后她就把小孩子就每个礼拜六带来教会聚会。
And so every Saturday, she would bring her two children to church.
那后来人就问她说，你本身不信，你怎么把小孩子带到教会来？
And so some would ask her, how come you yourself do not believe, but you continuously bring your children to church?
她说因为她常常不在美国，她去看过很多的团体。
And so because she is not often in the United States and she has seen many organizations.
到最后她发现真耶稣教会最放心。
She realizes that she can trust her children at True Jesus Church.
而且你看那个里面 的跟她同样年纪的一般功课都不错。
She felt that the children who are similar in age to her own children are very studious.
这个母亲的观察是很正确的。
And so this mother's perspective is very correct.
我们在教会里面教导什么？
And so what is it that we teach in the church?
就是教导圣经的话。
We teach the word of God,
就是
of the Bible,
真理。
Which is the truth.
那这里说，主耶稣说，求你用真理使他们成圣。
And so here Jesus says, sanctify them by your truth.
圣的对面就是俗。
The opposite of sanctify is
就是俗啊，俗话 ,worldly.
Worldly.
Secular. 所以我们活在这个世界啊，会被同化，越来越俗化。小孩子会被带坏。
And so the longer we live in this world, the more conformed we will be, and that the children will get worse and worse.
但是当我们来到教会。
But when we come to church,
我们天天在听神的话，在听这个真理。
That every day we listen to the word of God, we listen to the truth.
渐渐我们的观念就真理化。
And then our perspective will then be sanctified.
人生什么最重要？
And what is the most important thing in a man's life?
生命是什么？
What is life?
爱是什么？
What is love?
永生是什么？
What is eternity? Eternal life.
我们就越来越明白。
Then we will understand more and more.
那渐渐的，我们观念跟圣经一样。
And that our perspectives will gradually become like that of the Bible.
生活就改变了。
And then our lives will change.
不是变坏，是变好。
It will not get worse, but get all the better.
所以人一生要过什么生活是从心出来的。
And so whatever kind of life we desire to live, it comes from the heart.
怎么改变人的心，这个最重要。
And what is most important is how we can change our own hearts.
只有神才是最有效改变人心的。
And only God is the most effective at changing the person's heart.
神改变人心，第一个方法就是借着真理进到他里面。
And so the easiest way for a person to change their heart is by having Holy Spirit.
所以有时候真理进到里面，好像一把刀砸进来。
And so when the Holy Spirit comes inside, it's as if a knife has cut through.
人就开始悔改。
And then man shall repent.
这个世代人怎么可能会悔改？
And in this generation, what kind of person repents?
这是我的观念，这是我的想法，这是我的喜好，我悔改什么？
This is my thought, this is my thinking, and this is what I desire.
但是当真理进到里面，
But when the truth comes in,
神在感动一个人，
And God touches a person,
他就愿意改变，
And then that person is willing to be changed.
心甘情愿的愿意改变，
And they wholeheartedly desire change.
所以有一个姐妹，她到教会来慕道。
And so there's a sister who came to church as a truth seeker.
慕道一段时间以后，她说：“哎，我回去跟我先生在谈话，我觉得观念好像越来越不一样。”
And so after a period of truth seeking, she mentioned that she feels that after she goes back home and talks to her husband, their concepts are very different.
这是正确的。
And this is accurate.
为什么
？Why？
因为当我们开始听神的话。
Because when we start to listen to the word of God,
我们的思想越来越靠近圣经。
Our thoughts draw closer to the Bible.
那我们家里面的人，他的想法还在这个世界。
But our family members, their thoughts are still of this world.
所以这个想法会开始有一点不一样。
And so there starts to be some differences in concepts.
那这个不一样是朝好的方向在进步。
And so these differences in concepts is towards the better.
所以为什么要学习真理？
And so why is that we need to learn the truth?
不止他要让我们得恩典。
Not only does it give us grace.
也不止他要解救我们脱离罪。
Not only does it deliver us from sin.
而且真理要改变我们一个人的心。
Also, the truth changes a person's heart.
让我们真的得到自由。
That we may truly find freedom.
好，我们看来约翰福音十六章。
We look at John chapter 16.
约翰福音的十六章。
John chapter 16.
十六章十二节。
John chapter 16 verse 12. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now.
十三节。
13. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak of his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come.
这里主耶稣说，我有很多话告诉你，你现在听不懂。
And here Jesus says, I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now.
真的有一些朋友到教会里面来，开始真的听不懂。
And so, yes, we have some friends that when they first come to church, they have a hard time understanding.
圣经念每一个字都懂。
And so they understand each of the words in the Bible.
每一句话都懂。
They understand every single word.
但里面在讲什么真的是不懂。
But they do not understand the content of the Bible.
因为这个圣经是在讲神的事情。
Because the Bible is talking about the matters of God.
你想想看，我们在家里对狗谈话，它听得懂吗？
And so if we think about it, if at home we speak to our dog, do they understand?
狗听不懂的。
Dog does not understand.
因为人跟狗有一个差距。
Because man and dogs have a difference.
那神跟人有一个差距。
And so there is also an obstacle between man and God.
神是创造宇宙的主宰。
That God is the creator of the heavens and the earth.
人是微尘啊。
And then man is just dust.
所以人的有限没有办法去了解神的。
And so the finite nature of man does not allow us to comprehend God.
这不是说没有希望。
It's not to say that there is no hope.
所以十三节。
And so therefore verse 13.
真理的圣灵来，他要引导你进入真理，明白真理。
So when the spirit of truth has come, he will guide you into all truth.
所以当我们在查考圣经的话。
And so when we study the word of God.
我们向神祷告。
And we pray to God.
就可以体验到神的灵会浇灌。
Then we can experience that the Spirit of God is poured down upon us.
如果一个教会真的完全传跟圣经一样，
If a church speaks the truth according to the Bible,
那个教会一定有圣灵的降临。
Then this church must have the downpouring of the Holy Spirit.
因为真理跟圣灵是一个铜板的两面。
Because the truth and the Spirit are two sides of the same thing.
所以等一下我们要来祷告。
And so later we will pray.
啊，在祷告当中，我们可以看到很多人他得到圣灵。
And so when we pray, we will see that many people have received the Holy Spirit.
这个证明我们这个教会传的跟圣经一样。
And this proves that this church preaches according to the Bible.
所以你现在来查考这个真理，也可以得到这个圣灵。
And so if you study this truth, then you shall also receive this Holy Spirit.
来唱诗。
So let's sing a hymn.
236.
236.